We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
The thing about Pace is that for a while he couldn't get anything right. It was hurt. You could tell when it was happening. And then he started to get things right, except one thing. We're still not sure he got right. We still don't know if he got it right. I mean, I don't know what my patience level is of what season is it that you start to say, yeah, I got that one right. Last year was a disappointment to me for the most part, and his training camp this year has been not much better. So I'm doing it anyway. What am I going to do? I'm doing it anyway.
You're betting the Bears to win the Super Bowl.
I am. It's not a fanboy bet, and I was thinking about it the other day, and I thought, what are you waiting for? You're going into the month. I don't bet the horses much anymore. What could I bet? I thought, well, I'm going to bet the Bears. I quit.
I've lived long enough. We've all lived long enough.
It's insane, right? I probably am crackers.
Whoa, look out, Bears. Whoa.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Test drive a new Hyundai, get a $50 reward credit. Terms apply. We're going to talk Bears with Kevin Fishbane at 10 midday, Midway at 10:40. Joe Sheehan of Sports Illustrated Baseball America at 11, and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live as we stream at 670thescore.com. Texting in a sex. Feels like a Friday for me, so feel free to send us
sex to
67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
Dan, I'm sorry I'm not Terry, but if it makes you feel better, I'll make weird noises all morning long.
Don't apologize for anything. You do you. It was fun yesterday, though.
I'm glad it was
fun. I got
to
feel young again.
I'm glad that you did. You will feel young again when you go on vacation. I was not able to listen to the show because we were in the North Woods with no signal and no cell phone and nothing. I will podcast it this afternoon. I'm told it was a rollicking good time full of fart jokes.
It was what it had been. I think we kind of just sat right back and recaptured it for a little bit of a time, sort of like Brigadoon just appearing
just
and then disappearing. So the radio.com app allows you to stream the Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. We have a video feed directed by Brian Gerch at watch670thescore.com. And Facebook Live producers are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz. So you're back from Lobster.
I am back from Lobster. We successfully lobstered. No one was hurt. Lobsters were killed, about 27 of them. But
you
got
to kill some lobsters to have lobster. Now, technically, this is family, like the McKnight family
fest. So my mom began working at IBM back in the late 70s. So these are her coworker friends that she made, friends for life, kind of thing. They had kids. The kids have had kids. We've all gotten together. This was the 41st Lobster Night. 1978, I guess, was the first one, right? Is that the math on that?
It's now expanded to two lake houses?
It is two lake houses. It is trips all over the place. You know, when I was growing up, it was like a week-long vacation that we would all take as kids. We went to Cooperstown once. We went to Maine, where the lobsters were once, all over the place, all these kind of different vacations. But you know, once kids do travel baseball or start playing scholarship ball at Vanderbilt, that's not me. That's another friend of mine. But you start to lose the ability to have a whole week to play around and do the lobster thing. So it's a weekend. We get the lobsters shipped in. We cook the things. I got the best way to cook a whole group of lobsters together.
On a grill.
You grill the things. You grill them. And they turned out great. We had a great weekend. It was all up north. I kind of forgot, and you'll find this out, you know, because you did this back in the day, but you'll do this when you go up to Saskatchewan, where extradition is very tough. You turn off the signal. You know, you completely disconnect, and it's not your own choice when you're
They've
up there.
They've got Wi-Fi at the lodge.
We do not. I mean, it's not a choice. You get pulled out of it. You get disconnected. And you do the best you can to catch up in 6 hours on the ride home, and you listen to Joe O at night on my way in, which I did last night, and try to catch up and figure out where everything's at. But when I landed at the house, Dan, I was like, okay, what's the thing I've got to do most to make sure I'm caught up for the show? And obviously the answer was watch the Bears preseason game. And I wish I hadn't. I mean,
it stings the eyes, doesn't it?
It is really, that is a tough ask.
Except,
the opinion now, the NFL cannot scratch the preseason fast enough. I don't know what comes afterward, but Jesus, that's got
to
end.
Go back to what we said before. Remember, we each did our list of eight.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one of ones for both of us.
That's right.
Was a story.
That's right. He was. And my eight pick, Nick Williams, made a couple of damn plays.
He was Clifton Duck.
We
gave out the Mastrolli. Hub and I awarded Clifton Duck.
I'm glad you did.
Initial Mastrolli Award.
It was the one text message I was able to send. I voted for Duck.
This segment brought to you by Amco Transmission and Total Car Care. Hey, baseball fans, Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care has an offer you won't balk at. For a limited time, you can get up to $200 as a mail-in rebate with the Amco credit card and up to 12 months of interest-free payments. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for the location nearest you. And you mentioned something, too, about a long car ride with a dog.
Yes.
Which is new. And now, see, then I'm just sort of playing detective here. Mm-hmm. That's not the story.
Yeah.
Because if you're chilling with a dog...
Yeah.
That isn't your dog.
That's right. It is not my dog.
That is not my dog. That's not the lead.
That was a big trip. Yeah, that was a big trip. It was a big trip. We can we'll finish out the trips.
Yeah.
We'll preview yours.
Yeah.
And you said, well, I mean, not to bury the actual lead here, but you said you'd heard from a Cubs source about a couple of things connected to Joe Maddon.
Yeah,
yes?
Yeah, we're going to get into that in depth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open up the season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs are in first place in the National League Central, two games up on St. Louis, 2.5 ahead of Milwaukee, and tonight they will open up a series in Philadelphia with the Phillies. Our pregame here on The Score with Zach Zaidman gets started at 5:30 tonight, and it is National Lefty Day. Jose Quintana and Jason Vargas, appropriately the starting pitchers. On the south side today, the White Sox will host the Astros for a straight doubleheader because of yesterday's postponement. The Sox will have to deal with Zach Greinke in Game 1, Garrett Cole in Game 2. Also yesterday, the 2020 schedules released for Major League Baseball. The Cubs will open up in Milwaukee March 26. The Sox open at Guaranteed Rate Field on March 26 against the Royals. Over to football, the Bears waived wide receiver Emmanuel Hall today, and Matt Nagy will speak later this morning after practice. Finally, in the NBA, the Bulls schedule is also out. They start the season October 23rd in Charlotte. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Phillies at 5:30 here on The Score, a radio.com sports station.
He got a huge contract. He's a good player. I think the Hawks probably made a mistake.
I don't think that's how your dog sounds, but it was
No, the dog thoroughly enjoyed the lake. It's a swimmer. It's a swimmer.
He's a swimmer.
It's a swimmer. It loves it. Loved getting in the water and all that kind
but
of stuff.
Is it
a good time?
Is it a big deal to bring girlfriend to lobster?
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, that's a thing. You do that thing if you mean it. And and we went to lobster.
Wow.
It was well reviewed.
Was it a big deal to ask her? Was she waiting for you to ask her? Was she on tenterhooks wondering? Boy,
am I going to get the lobster invite?
Yeah. Do I rate? Well,
She'd met the lobster crew, or at least my generation of the lobster crew, and a couple other parents and whatnot. So it's not as though she was foreign to everybody there. Mm-hmm. But the thing about your first lobster, whether you're an add-on or a guest or a girlfriend
hazing?
Or whatever, it's not hazing so much as you are expected, not required necessarily, but you are expected to take a lobster from start to finish.
Kill it, stuff it,
gut. You stuff, you wrap, and you grill. I mean, you are supposed to be attendant to your first lobster.
That's reasonable.
It is. I mean, it is. And it's really, since the tradition has been passed down, it's kind of a thing. So she killed a lobster. I was pretty impressed. I would have given you 2-1 odds that she wouldn't. But she did, and I came out on it. I mean,
especially since the Hippocratic Oath and everything.
Thou shalt not do harm, right?
Do no harm, except, you know, makes an exception for a lobster.
Oh,
right?
Well, I mean, basically, a lobster is a sea cockroach.
I mean, it's a bug.
Closest relation of a lobster is what? It's a cockroach, right? Now, a lobster is a delicious cockroach. And after
cockroaches themselves, not so bad.
15 minutes aside on the grill, about 350, that'll get you done.
Connor, most importantly, in my neck of the woods, Dennis and I went to Lobster Pizza Day last Tuesday. Are you going today?
Oh, I didn't realize.
Because it's only Tuesdays in August.
I didn't know that it was Tuesdays. I thought it was Thursdays. And yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
I suppose if you're going, I'm going.
Oh, I'm not going.
That is a...
I'm just wondering if you're going.
What the hell? What are you doing, Kevin?
It's my mom's birthday. We're going out for lunch.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Mrs. Zepak. It's very nice to
I'll let her know.
I'm glad. No, I was on tenterhooks for that invite, is what I was. So you mentioned this this souris of yours, this person.
Cubs are pissed.
Why?
The Cubs are pissed. They are not happy with Joe Maddon saying what he said, where he said, and when he said it. And this is a power move by Joe. I see all sides of this. The Cubs believe, and at least the person that I talk to believes, what the Cubs are grumbling about is, and look, you hear us talk to Jed and you hear us talk to Theo and how quickly they immediately shut down anything regarding Joe. And we have said that we're not going to discuss that during the season.
It's an
absolute non-starter, not discussed. I can't even get anything from people in large part off the record.
Yeah.
They are completely shut down. They're unhappy that Joe himself didn't honor the handshake in that regard, didn't honor the agreement not to talk about it. They expected it from Alan Nero. They expected that with a free agent to be, they thought the agent might start playing some games and floating some trial balloons.
Well, not that trial balloon.
Right. Yeah, there's no question about it.
I think they're caught a little bit off guard. There's also the issue that, you know, even though Gabe Kapler is a friend of Joe's and a former player, Kapler is not on firm footing in Philadelphia. Joe said this stuff in Philadelphia. There's a good reason to put it in the media bloodstream there as well.
So you are saying that the optics and situation around Joe when he made his little comment about wanting to be back and kind of expecting to be back with the Cubs after this coming season, he's often kind of compared it to a wedding, right? Something that both people need to be interested in, and there's really no interest in leaving, according to Joe Maddon. He's not shopping around looking for other places to play. Looking for other places to manage. It's you know, to me, it would have otherwise been, you know, kind of eyebrow-lifting comments, but not like nefarious. Not something like underhanded where he's...
I'm not saying guys are slamming doors in the offices right now.
Okay.
They were a little surprised that it was as starkly stated and that it came from him and not the agent in the middle of the season. And they're just kind of, I guess, a little disappointed that what they thought was a bilateral agreement that they were the only.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One sticking to this pledge that you're not going to talk about it during the
season.
Well,
see, that's the issue at hand then, isn't it? I mean, if there is a handshake agreement about this Cubs season that involves Joe and the team and the front office, then that matters. But as it happens, what you saw over the weekend and what you've seen since the All-Star break has revealed a couple of things about Joe Maddon and about this team and how they may need each other more than anybody else in baseball. I can explain what I mean to you here.
I see Joe's side of it, too, and I can explain how I see his side of it, that I could understand the motivation to do what he does, regardless of what may have been said or agreed upon in the offseason.
I'd also like to know what Cub fans think, whether or not this last few weeks has moved them closer to having Joe as maybe in their brain the manager of this team even after this season.
And yes, the point is, for texters saying the comments were made in Cincinnati, yes, they were, technically the comments were, but then it was immediately to Hazleton, immediately moving into Philadelphia, getting it in the bloodstream for that meeting. media market.
Want to know what you think? 312-644-6767. But I think you've seen something from Joe and the Cubs over the last week or so that makes them perfect partners going forward. It's Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Believe me, Meatloaf isn't bad in the major league season. Just count out how many games you win if you go 2 out of 3 the whole season.
We're not going to settle for 2 out of 3. We're not going to ease into the season. We're showing up to assert ourselves from game 1 through game 162.
Nicely done, Rick Kemp, juxtaposing those theories that are difficult to make work side by side.
Yeah, all season long you've kind of had this duel of opposing forces, right? This idea that October is everywhere, right? It's all around us. It's within us. It's the very soul that drives our baseball season. And Joe also saying, listen, especially after like a 2-7 start the way they did with the bullpen walking everybody, chill out. We're going to be all right. You got to manage this thing like 162 games. It's kind of that stoic, everyday Joe Maddon old guy thing.
Exceed the pleasure.
It matters. You know, it really does matter. And you know, the news, and in case you missed it over the weekend, maybe you were up north like I was, Joe Maddon said he expects to be around for a couple of years. He's kind of looking forward to it. His exact words were he's optimistic about being back with the Cubs. His fate's not tied to wins and losses, or else he'd already be re-signed, that kind of thing. That's a little front forward, right? That's a little bit aggressive when it comes to having a conversation about job security when the front office has not said anything about his job security, not put it out there at all, and shut down any sort of effort for us to, you know, get comments about where Joe and those negotiations sit. I just, you know, looking at the way the Cubs have won their ball games since the All-Star break, it's really kind of stunning to me. Let's play a little game of what do these names have in common. Dan, you ready? Rowan Wick, Dwayne Underwood, Kyle Ryan, David Phelps, Alec Mills, Dylan Maples, and Derek Holland. What do those names have in common?
Bullpen additions this year.
They are all bullpen arms, and they are all of them, none of them were on the opening day roster for the Chicago Cubs. The only bullpen arms that are on the roster now that were on the opening day roster.
Kinsler, Strope.
Well, Strope's on the injured list. So, I mean, he counts but doesn't count.
No, he's active.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking Kinsler in my head. You're right. Strope is there. Chatwood is there. And that's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. Joe Maddon has two original opening day bullpen members, and sure, Kinsler and Kimbrough should be back at some point in the next week or so, although it sounds less and less likely that Kimbo is going to be back on Wednesday when he's eligible to come off the injured list. But that's what Joe's managing with. And it's a credit to the front office that they've put together the depth that they have to survive as many injuries as they have. But it is also kind of their fault for not assembling a bullpen that's got a little bit more reliability.
Well, I mentioned that I could also see Joe's side of this, of why he would float what he's floating and when he's floating it, and looking at the bigger picture. If you make a guy like Joe Maddon a free agent,
yeah,
you're inviting this. He's got divided loyalty here. He's got to look out for himself. He's got to look out for the next stage of his career, and maybe he doesn't feel like he owes it to you, regardless of what was said before, that he to necessarily work in the interest of an organization of which he may not be a part. You know, this is the reality of creating this beast, of creating this free agent, that you can have an agreement and the Cubs can say what they say,
yeah,
but ultimately he is going to have some completely reasonable self-interest in here, and that's what we talked about, and that's what we said, is it creates whatever inevitable, however you think it could be, a distraction, that it's going to happen when these things come closer and when realities start to become more stark. There's also I think a reasonable question here too. We know Theo is in charge of baseball, but Maddon as manager is more than just the baseball side of it. There is a business and marketing side of the Maddon role with this organization.
Yeah, within the last 2 years.
He's a front man. Mm-hmm. Well, managers are the front man, but what he does more so than some of these other guys that just might, you know, mutter about statistics, Maddon is a salesman. And I think that matters on the business side. I would wonder, when Tom Ricketts is talking to his respective presidents,
yeah,
in Crane Kenny and Theo Epstein, is this just Theo? Is this just a baseball decision? Or you've got a restaurant here. You've got somebody who, when you have a major client and Joe can walk in a room and shake a couple of hands and tell a couple of inside stories,
yeah,
and come to one of these meetings, there's a real value there. So I'm not sure it is just a 100% baseball decision.
This segment brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. I think they would be wise to keep everything in hand to understand that a lot of those issues are involved. I just wonder, you know, Joe's reputation is something too. You know, whether that's within baseball circles or whether that's more, you know, outside fandom kind of stuff. Because I think the Cubs fan opinion on Joe has vacillated some. It's gone back and forth. I would hope that most rest, even if you've got issues with Joe or the last 2 years of the Cubs that have tainted the way you look at Joe Maddon, or if you just don't like that he left Aroldis Chapman in as long as he did in Game 7 of the World Series and that's the only thing you've got, so be it. I can understand that. But just I hope that most Cub fans can look at the warts every manager has, look at Joe's, and say, yeah, he's still the guy that won you a World Series.
I think on balance, he's done a great job. And he's doing a great job.
I think so too. I mean, it's why I brought up the bullpen that he's got to deal with. That's why I brought up the rotation. I mean, you could also bring up the rotation and how it managed in Cincinnati. I think that's probably a decent adjective for the rotation and against the Reds. They managed. And now they get the day, and they'll go get the Phillies. And in probably the best spot you could go play the Phillies when you're struggling on the road the way they are. Aaron Nola's pitching pretty well, but the rest of that Phillies team seems somewhat vulnerable. So you get a pretty decent team that you maybe could go take two of three from on the road, which has been a struggle for you, I don't know, since you started against Texas. I mean, this team has a whole bunch of issues. Injuries are absolutely one of them. But the way Joe, I think, has managed to deal with the talent he's had available has been pretty impressive.
I think he's had a good year. He's had a very good year. When they put him on the spot and they've asked him to steer this ship through a couple of storms here. And so far, they're emerging with relative strength.
It helps that you're getting a whole bunch of performance from the top guys almost all season long. Jason Hayward's resurgence has been huge. Chris Bryant knocking a clutch three-run homer to save your bacon. And what was that, the seventh the other day? I mean, that's big as well. Chris Bryant has been everything you could possibly ask for. He's outperforming most of his career norms this season. And even, you know, I think some of his performance over the last 2 to 3 weeks has should put to rest a lot of the can-he-hit-in-the-clutch kind of stuff that a lot of Cubs fans like to go back and rip their shirts apart after he strikes out in the late-game situation. Like, that is an elite baseball player. It just is. That is an elite baseball player, even if he's caused you a couple of grays along the way.
The 608 says, I'm laughing picturing Mike Matheny being brought in to meet clients.
Right.
No, they only bring him out on like their organizational pray away the gay day or whatever they have every year, right?
Yeah, I think yes. That
something
is,
like that.
I think
I get it confused with the Royals porn is bad.
Yeah, put away
night.
Your thing day. That's what that is.
Put that down. Stop touching that. It's bad for you.
You're not hitting with runners in scoring position because you're up late on the internet.
Was it Paul Bird that he thought he had a porn addiction or something?
I'm going to go play with myself today.
And he said,
no, that's different.
I think his quote was he was struggling with pornography. And like, it really,
struggling with it.
That's like, right.
What? Like you lost your favorites?
You don't know.
Your internet history was deleted. You cleared the history, and now you can't find a couple of your favorites.
Buffering.
Damn.
Buffering.
You know, the autoplay ads are, yeah, that's just really everywhere, too. Not just in that circle of the internet, but everywhere. Autoplay, they're the bane of existence.
Let's talk some Bears. How about the fish bane of existence who is going to join us? The Bears, they cut somebody who I didn't think they would cut, certainly this early, so I'm a little surprised by it.
Yeah, that news came out this morning, although, you know, having watched as much preseason practice as Kevin Fishbane has, as much of the preseason game as I now have, God, I want that preseason to stop. I'm not too surprised that this is a move they made, especially since it's at a position they've got so much depth.
Bears, next, Bears. Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.